This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strofe. Russia pounded Kharkiv with missiles on Thursday, killing seven people inside a printing house. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Kharkiv Mayor Ihor Terekhov said Russia fired 15 missiles in and around Kharkiv.
You can see that the Russians hit the factory, which was a printing house. Books and workbooks were printed here.
The regional governor said there were no military facilities near this strike, in which officials said over 28 people were wounded. On social media, Zelensky chided Ukraine's international partners for failing to provide enough air defense systems, or for allowing Ukraine to use allies' weapons to strike missile launchers inside Russia. Although shipments from the US's aid package have begun to arrive, Ukrainian forces have been outmanned and outgunned by Russia's military.
Fiona Jones from Reuters. U.S. President Joe Biden is praising Haiti for sending forces to quell a gang uprising in Haiti and defending the lack of American forces. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
A multinational force in Haiti will include about 1,000 Kenyan police officers.
The women and children in Haiti deserve peace.
Kenyan President William Ruto at the White House with President Biden, who says the U.S. will give $300 million to support that force. He opted against sending American personnel for a simple reason.
Just raises all kinds of questions that can be easily misrepresented.
While he's trying to avoid that, Ruto is facing legal challenges at home over why Kenyan forces will go overseas. Ruto says it's Kenya's duty as a democracy.
Insecurity, instability anywhere is insecurity and instability everywhere.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.